Wikipedia co-founder calls site mixture of oligarchy and anarchy during Tucker Carlson interview. By T.D. Adler on October 3, 2025. Earlier this week, commentator Tucker Carlson's podcast aired an interview with Wikipedia co-founder Larry Sanger where he discussed his criticism of the online encyclopedia and introduced his 9 theses advocating reform. Describing the site as a mixture of oligarchy and anarchy during the interview, Sanger criticized many issues he identified with Wikipedia since his departure from the site. Among the issues raised was the site's sourcing blacklist, the result of an ongoing purge of conservative media on the site, including Breitbart News. The revelations during the interview provoked social media outrage and an announcement from Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk about a Wikipedia competitor. Sanger has previously criticized Wikipedia and specifically focused on left-wing bias in recent years. This has included interviews with Fox News, such as an interview with Carlson where he mentioned being embarrassed by the site. His criticism has led to retaliation from the site's editors at times. Editors have also sought to exclude mention of his criticism of the site from articles relating to bias on Wikipedia. The site's left-wing bias has been reported on extensively at Breitbart and confirmed in multiple studies. Before introducing Sanger, Carlson described Wikipedia's importance in shaping our collective memory in America with its content affecting people worldwide. He stated the site has become a weapon to destroy the left's political enemies. Carlson confessed to having believed in Wikipedia, even donating significant money to the project, but lamenting how it was now a leading source of disinformation that lies in amidst crucial details. He noted articles will label a conservative a far-right conspiracy theorist before telling readers anything else about the person. Over the course of more than an hour, Sanger and Carlson discussed many issues regarding Wikipedia, while touching on Sanger's reform proposal. Left-wing bias and Jimmy Wales. One natural point was Wikipedia's left-wing bias. During the interview, Sanger talked about admins often banning accounts for ideological reasons and stated it was very difficult for conservatives to get into Wikipedia as they have to walk on eggshells to avoid sanctions. An academic analysis confirmed this assessment by finding that conservatives were 6 times more likely to be banned. Sanger stated the bias got worse around 2016 when Donald Trump first won the presidency as the media landscape changed and mainstream sources became totally biased towards the left. Sanger likened the change on the site to the march through institutions of far-left activists. Sanger stated fellow co-founder Jimmy Wales was essentially allowing leftists to take over back when he departed. Eventually, sometime after Sanger left, he says they consolidated their power on the site. When Carlson asked what views he thinks Wales has, Sanger said he didn't know. He notes Wales used to be broadly libertarian before the two first knowing each other from Ayn Rand discussions online. But Wales now had a lot of lefty pals, as Sanger put it. He said it wasn't clear to him if Wales really approves of the site's current direction. Sourcing blacklist. During the interview with Carlson, Sanger mentioned the perennial sources page blacklisting numerous conservative sources as part of an ongoing purge. His and Sanger's reciting of the entries on the blacklist and Carlson's reaction went viral on social media. Trump's crypto and AI czar David Sacks suggested an alternative Wikipedia powered by AI could simply use the blacklisted sources to provide a more neutral perspective, and Musk later responded to Sacks by announcing plans for a Grokipedia using the billionaire's AI platform. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and Donald Trump Jr. also reacted to the blacklist discussion by criticizing Wikipedia. Sanger noted that the blacklist was initially created by editor MRX on Wikipedia, an editor who has a long history of left-wing activist editing. In 2016, he removed the Orlando Pulse Club shooting from the list of Islamist terror attacks. He was one of numerous left-wing editors who repeatedly removed entries from Wikipedia's CNN controversies page after pushing to delete an article on CNN's blackmail controversy and sought to purge sources criticizing the 2016 Russia hacking narrative. MRX also made edits protecting former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and maligned efforts to exonerate Russiagate's mere victim Michael Flynn. Tucker Carlson's Wikipedia page. Early in the interview, Carlson mentioned never reading his Wikipedia page and checked the first paragraph to see what it said, noting the final line in the opening paragraph called him a leading voice of white grievance politics. The line linked to a section of another article, citing late Washington Post columnist Michael Gerson with a tag noting that a better source was needed. The section was expanded following Carlson's interview. Expressing amusement about the term, Carlson dismissed it as an undefined propaganda term meant to make him seem scary. Reviewing the history for Carlson's page, the mention of white grievance politics was first added to the article by editor Thanidaway in the section on Carlson's immigration views. Previously, he edited a Snookins and had been prolific in smearing Carlson, along with numerous other conservatives, including Trump. Snookins also smeared media outlets later added to the sourcing blacklist, once spreading a hoax about Breitbart. In many blacklisting discussions, Snookins directly participated. When supporting Fox News being blacklisted, one admin cited an academic whose prior work copied content the editor added to Wikipedia. Snookins also smeared Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., for investigating the Hunter Biden scandal, linking it to Russian disinformation claims. Another editor was the first to mention white grievance politics in the introduction, citing site guidelines. Those guidelines specifically state the introduction should not put more emphasis on material in the introduction than in the article body, referring to the site's neutrality policy on giving views undue weight. Material in the introduction should instead be included based on the significance attached in sources deemed reliable on the site. Both then and now, the only other mention of white grievance politics on Carlson's page is in one 10-word line cited to one source. Nearly 2 years later, the intro line was moved by the previous editor to the start of the third paragraph and the intro rearranged to place details maligning Carlson for various views ahead of material about his general politics. A year after that, another editor moved the line to its current position at the end of the first paragraph. The same editor also tried to add content mocking Carlson's facial expressions, citing a Medium blog post, Uproxx, and Jezebel. However, the latter detail was removed. Following the interview with Sanger, an editor attempted to remove the white grievance line, but left-wing editor Aquilian restored it. Anonymous leaders. Discussion also focused on the Power 62 Sanger mentions in his theses, referring to the site's most powerful editors, of whom Sanger stated 85% cannot be easily identified by real names. He further noted the Section 230 law means the Wikimedia Foundation can't be sued for content added by users. Carlson questioned why people couldn't know their name, suggesting they were the most powerful people in the country due to their influence over Wikipedia, but couldn't be held personally accountable. Sanger attributed this to the zeitgeist of 1990s hacker culture and likened it to them playing a game where they pretend to be harmless and trivial figures. Carlson argued they should be pressed more, asking who has more effect on the world's understanding of history than Wikipedia. He compared it to the professors at the 7 history departments of Ivy League universities declaring they would not tell anyone their names. Carlson and Sanger both supported anonymity as a matter of free speech, and Sanger made clear he opposed doxing any of them, but they agreed people with such influence should be identifiable. Sanger said they could resign if unwilling to identify. Paid editing and spies. Part of why Sanger argues knowing names is important is to know whether any of them possess conflicts of interests or are getting paid. He speculated that a number of anonymous editors on the site, potentially influential ones, probably are working full-time for somebody and noted there are public relations firms that do nothing but edit articles on Wikipedia. He stated that this is not allowed officially when it isn't disclosed, but a lot do not disclose. Such paid editing, both disclosed and undisclosed, is a serious problem on the site. Government involvement in editing Wikipedia is another related concern, particularly spy agencies. Sanger noted a tool called WikiScanner that tied IP addresses to organizations found a whole bunch of edits coming from Langley in one example. He stated Wikipedia was a goldmine for the intelligence agencies of the world as a one-stop shop for influencing the public whose opinions they would naturally want to shape. Sanger mentioned asking DOJ to investigate whether any government employees were editing Wikipedia, which got a response from Musk, though Sanger doubted it had an effect. Defamation. Carlson stated Wikipedia had libeled a lot of people I know during the interview when Sanger brought up the Siegenthaler incident. That referred to a journalist who a Wikipedia editor falsely accused of being a suspect in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. He mentioned Siegenthaler calling him and blaming him personally for the smear. Sanger said the incident opened my eyes to just how reputations can be harmed, and he had since heard from dozens of people with grievances who don't know what to do about it. He said that feeling of responsibility is one reason he wrote the 9 Theses to Fix Wikipedia. Google favoritism. Further discussing the power of Wikipedia, Carlson discussed how Wikipedia was the first result for a Google search of his name, asking why would a bunch of anonymous editors get to be the first result on my name? Sanger suggested one reason why Wikipedia took off so quickly is because of a feedback loop, as articles covering topics not covered before would be favored by the search engine's ranking algorithms at the time. In fact, Google at one point did adjust its algorithm in favor of Wikipedia over content farms that had come to frequently appear in results. Google and other big tech sites have heavily favored the site. Organizing the response. Regarding how to respond, Sanger mentioned how many Hindus and Jews were asking him to speak out against the bias on Wikipedia against them. He suggested people get organized and edit the site to test the waters and make some real efforts to edit in good faith and build credibility. Sanger argued that there had never been an attempt to organize all the various political groups critical of Wikipedia to try to make a change on the site directly as editors. Carlson agreed, stating that trying to take back the institution was not something conservatives often considered. He said it doesn't occur to them why don't I fix Wikipedia, and said the problem was most non-liberals have no patience for bureaucracy unlike the left. Sanger noted that organizing off Wikipedia regarding articles is also prohibited, which presents an obstacle to such an effort. For example, he stated he could get banned for organizing people to go and edit his article on Wikipedia. However, left-wing groups have organized editathons and other editing campaigns focused on equity issues that have biased the site. Reform proposal. At the end of the interview, Sanger went over his 9 theses, stating it was probably the first time someone made a thorough reform proposal for the site, which he stated he worked on over about 9 months. His first proposal entailed ending consensus decisions, calling Wikipedia consensus a cynical institutional fiction that doesn't represent real consensus if they claim to be a global open project. Second was having multiple articles representing different views, suggesting there could be multiple articles on Trump with people deciding for themselves. His third proposal was to abolish the sourcing blacklist. Fourth among his proposals was reviving the original neutrality policy, which he emphasized meant refusing to take sides, saying Wikipedia should be a big tent of people from radically different points of view about issues. He described the current bias as globalist, academic, secular, and progressive, or GASP for short. Carlson noted this represented the views of a small elite and questioned whether editors realize they are essentially the Praetorian Guard protecting the powerful. Sanger responded that he thinks many of them take pride in representing that viewpoint. His fifth proposal was to repeal the Ignore All Rules policy Sanger introduced as a joke to encourage new editors intimidated by the site's structure, but has since been used to protect insiders and advance establishment views. Sixth was ending anonymity for the Power 62 Sanger mentioned, suggesting they receive legal and financial protection from the site's owners over any increased risk. Carlson argued such risk was the price of having influence. Discussing his seventh suggestion for a public rating system, Carlson approved given there were articles he liked and things he enjoyed learning with Wikipedia, which he said made the site's issues frustrating. Regarding his eighth proposal for ending indefinite bans, Sanger noted it can be an important hobby for people, citing an editor nearly being driven to suicide following a ban. He noted a Wikipedia essay stating Wikipedia is not therapy was invoked regarding the case, with Carlson saying it was cruelty. On his ninth proposal for democratic governance, Sanger argued Wikipedia was a strange mixture of oligarchy and anarchy that was hard to change from within and had nothing like an editorial council to change policy. He suggested a constitutional convention with the foundation that owns Wikipedia funding it. Carlson responded that he would donate to such an assembly. At the end of the interview, Carlson remarked that he believed Sanger was saying Wikipedia was important and worth reforming because it matters. Carlson said he believed the idea of Wikipedia is a beautiful idea, an important idea, and it was imperative to save it. He said without safeguards it just makes you pray, of course, to the worst people in the world, PR firms, intelligence agencies, paid liars. Disclosure, the author has been involved in disputes with several of the parties mentioned in the article. T.D. Adler edited Wikipedia as the devil's advocate. He was banned after privately reporting conflict of interest editing by one of the site's administrators. Due to previous witch hunts led by mainstream Wikipedians against their critics, Adler writes under an alias.